Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is all about the passive voice, where you'll have the opportunity to practice turning active sentences into the passive and passive sentences into the active. So how is this going to work? Well, it's all about the past continuous today. So I'm going to give you lots of past continuous sentences, which is something like I was walking or we were playing. Anything like that is a past continuous sentence. Some will be in the active and you have to make them passive, and some will be passive and you have to make them active. Now, we might change a sentence from active to passive or passive to active if we want to talk about or potentially not talk about who is doing the action. So how do we change it? Well, a passive sentence in the past continuous is going to use was or were and then being and then the past participle of the verb. For example, we were being told to do this. We were being told. That's passive. In this case, we're not talking about who is doing the action. We're talking about the receivers of the action. We, in this case, we were being told. So let's take a look at number one, and I'm going to take you through this one, and then the other four you will have to do by yourself. So number one, the sentence is, the taxi driver was driving me to the restaurant. The taxi driver was driving me to the restaurant. So I want you to turn this sentence, which is active, into a passive sentence. So suddenly the subject of the sentence changes. It's not about the taxi driver. We don't care about the taxi driver. We care about who is receiving the action. In that case, it's me. The taxi driver was driving me to the restaurant. So how do we change it? Well, as I said before, we need was or were, being, and then the past participle. So this would be, I was being driven to the restaurant. So notice how that sentence changes. I was being driven to the restaurant. And the meaning of this now is not about the taxi driver, it's about me. So the idea, even though the sentence is the same really, the idea, the subject of the sentence changes. Right, the rest you have to do by yourself. So number two is also an active sentence. You have to make it passive. Number two, the newspaper was brainwashing the public. The newspaper was brainwashing the public. Number three, the paparazzi were bothering the pop star. The paparazzi were bothering the pop star. Number four, well, this one is going to be a passive sentence. I want you to make this active. So number four is, the students were being told to be quiet. So in this one, you have to create the doer of the action. The students were being told to be quiet. And number five, also a passive sentence, change this into the active. The sofa was being removed. The sofa was being removed. Now try and make that active. Okay, so maybe take a moment just to write those down if you haven't already, and try to turn those into the active or the passive. And then when you're ready, press play, and I will tell you the answers. Okay, so hopefully you've had a good opportunity to think about those sentences and maybe write the answers. Let's take a look at those answers. Number one. So number one we did together, the taxi driver was driving me to the restaurant, became I was being driven to the restaurant. Number two, the newspaper was brainwashing the public. Well, if we make this passive, the public was being brainwashed. The public was being brainwashed. Number three, the paparazzi were bothering the pop star, so let's make the subject the pop star. The pop star was being bothered by the paparazzi. Number four, this is passive now. The students were being told to be quiet. Well, in my sentence, I've decided that the doer of the action is the teacher. So the teacher was telling the students to be quiet. The teacher was telling the students to be quiet. And number five, the sofa was being removed. I've decided that the doer of this action is Jack. So the sentence is, in the active, Jack was removing the sofa from the living room. And that's it. So how did you do? Hopefully you got some or all of those right. And if not, and you're struggling with this grammar point, then I really recommend you spend some time just revising this, studying this a little bit until you feel a bit more confident. So that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics for future podcasts, then you can send me an email. I always like hearing from you. You can also contact me if you are interested in taking some English classes online. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. And you can have a look on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.